Hey there, it's Bridget Jones, real estate agent in the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Washington, and surrounding areas. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. I wanted to talk about something that happened today in my real estate world. I had a property that went on the market. It's been on the market for a day, and we received a great offer on the property. Met all of my seller's requirements, and I had somebody else come up to the house, and they called me. They were in front of it and said, "Hey, you know, this house meets all of our needs from what we can see. We would really love to get inside of it." And I said, "Okay, we do have an offer, so you know, if you're interested, you're going to need to act quickly." This was actually last night, and so I asked my seller if they wouldn't mind letting the folks in, which is totally kind of rude. So like, FYI, don't do that. Don't show up in front of people's homes. I know you're excited if you're a buyer, but you forget that that is someone's home and that's where they live. And you probably wouldn't want someone to do that to you. However, I wanted to make accommodations for them because if they were going to make a better offer, that would be good for my seller. So my sellers agreed to let them in. They looked at the house. They called me and said, "Yes, we really are interested. We want to write an offer. We want to go back for another little tour of it the next morning at 9 a.m. And I said, "Well, we have this offer, you know, tonight. I can see if my clients want to wait, but, you know, kind of offer in hand." And I said, "Tell me where you're at in your home buying process." And he went through all his financials. You know, he's good for it, has a lot of money, but he did not have his pre-approval letter or proof of funds or whatever. The problem with that, guys, is we had an offer in hand that had all their ducks in a row. So they made the offer. It was full price. They had their pre-approval letter showing their worthiness. We can't really take someone's word for it. And so my sellers decided, "Hey, we don't want to show them the house again. We're going to go with the offer that has all their ducks in a row and meets all of our needs." And so I had to let the other party know, "I'm sorry that you're not, you know, going to be considered." And that's too bad because they may have very well they were going to make the same offer. So it wouldn't have been more financially, but maybe some sort of terms would have been better. Although again, party number one met all of my client's terms, including a free rent back for 30 days. So however, the second party didn't even get an opportunity because they went out looking at homes and they weren't prepared. My point is you may hear a real estate agent say, "Hey, have you been pre-approved?" And you might find that offensive, but honestly, they're looking out for your best interest. I have to kind of break my podcast because I'm outside. Again, this is where I record my podcast when I'm doing my nighttime chores. And there is the biggest deer. We have lots and lots of deers, but this one is ginormous. Hey there, pretty boy. Anyway, there's a reason that you're asked, "Have you been pre-approved?" And it's not for the realtor's sake. It's for your sake. The first person that you really should talk to in the real estate process is your mortgage consultant. That person is going to take a look at your specific information. Even if you see an interest rate online, that is a general generic interest rate. Your particular interest rate is going to be determined on your employment, your particular FICO score, your particular debt that you have, your particular income that you have, your past purchases, home buying, that type of thing. So when you see a rate, you know, whatever it says, that does not apply to you. Your rate may be better, your rate may be higher. You need to find out what your options are, not to mention that there's all types of loan programs out there, conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, and the list goes on, jumbo, if you're purchasing over a certain amount. So your first step should be talking to a trusted mortgage consultant. Now, that might be scary because it makes the process seem real, but it's just the facts. Your pre-approval letter is good typically for 90 days. So if you don't find something in those 90 days, it's okay. You can go ahead and just meet again and get that updated. So it's really not that big of a deal. And, you know, you still can be shopping lenders if you want as well. So you're not marrying this person per se. You know, if you're in the local area listening to this, I have great lenders that I work with. And why do I think they're great? Because my clients have recommended them to me. I've seen them work on behalf of my clients. Some of them have done work for me personally because I've owned a lot of properties, and I know they're honest, ethical, their rates are fair, their fees are fair, and there's not going to be any surprises for the buyer. When they say that they can get it done, they can get that home purchase for my client. So if you would like a recommendation, I get nothing for it, of course, other than a happy client. You can reach out to me and I will point you in the right direction based on your personality, kind of what you're looking for, your financial situation, etc. So that is my little talk for tonight on the importance of pre-approval. Or if you're paying cash, make sure that you have your cash statement showing that you have cash, whether it's your in the bank or 401k or however that looks, so you can present that with your offer as well. I hope you have a great night. We'll catch you next time.